Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Desiree Vargas Wrigley, the CEO and founder of Parachute Kids, that focuses on finding local activities for all families of all ages. Desiree, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
And you're welcome. Great to have you out today. Looking forward to hearing all the details on Parachute Kids. So to kick things off, just tell us briefly, what is Parachute Kids?
Parachute is a website and an app, and we make it really easy for parents, grandparents, caregivers of all kinds to discover and book the best kid-friendly activities happening in cities all across the U.S.
You got to love that convenience. Awesome stuff there. Now, who would you say is your target audience here?
I wish we had the high school crowd, but we're pretty much the kind of 14 and under. So everything from indoor skydiving to Hamilton tickets to the free concerts in the park to mommy and me yoga. We have kind of the full gamut, and we are a platform that you can just kind of book with one click. So it's super easy, super affordable, super accessible.
So convenient. That is a huge, huge plus right there. Now, can you explain the subscription model and how that would work and when and why? What was the motivation of starting Parachute Kids to begin with?
Yeah, I'll answer that part of the question first, if that's okay. Because I think often founders have a reason to start something and then kind of a separate reason to exist ultimately, the longer they're in business. So the reason I started it was because I, after my first startup, spent some time at home with my two little boys. They were 18 months and 4 years old at the time. And I realized, having never been a stay-at-home mom, that I didn't really know how to navigate the kids' activity space. And when I went to go look for activities, I needed to sign up for 10 weeks of art and, you know, monthly swimming and 12 weeks of soccer. And for two kids to do that, it was going to be, you know, $600 a month. And at the time, I wasn't generating an income, so it seemed like way too much money to spend. And I realized that the space was really fragmented and dated and that there needed to be a new model. So I looked at what was happening in adult fitness at a business called ClassPass and saw that they were taking a subscription service and kind of packaging remnant inventory from boutique fitness providers to offer to people at a discount. And so that's how we started, and that's where the subscription model started. So the idea was families would purchase a certain number of classes each month, and then they could drop into whatever they wanted to go to. Ultimately, though, we realized some difficulties with that model. Mostly that classes ranged from, you know, a $6 drop-in at open play to a $70 flight for indoor skydiving. And so now we operate on a credit system where you can purchase a certain number of credits. And you don't have to be on a subscription. You can pay as you go if you want. So it costs, you know, $3.75 a credit if you're purchasing a la carte. And if you subscribe, the price can go down to as little as $2.50 a credit. So that's really where families can save the most, is by kind of subscribing and saving.
Really, really creative. I've got to hand it to you, Desiree. Today, we're joined by Desiree Vargas Wrigley, the CEO and founder of Parachute Kids, that focuses on finding local activities for all families of all ages here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, obviously, Desiree, everyone has challenges. I'm sure you've had a couple of challenges along the way launching this. What has been some of the challenges that you've faced? I'm sure we could learn a little something from your experiences there.
Yeah. Well, you know how some people say that if something seems like too good of an idea, maybe it's not a great idea. I think, you know, when we were first launching, it just seemed so obvious that this should be the solution. And because of that, we launched with about 25 competitors nationally. And that created a lot of challenges when you think about the fact that you're competing for, you know, four spots in a ballet class, you're competing with four other companies. And so we had to be really kind of clever about how we became the best quickly. And so, anyway, we turned that challenge of competition into our advantage, and we came up with a strategy for basically attracting these mom ambassadors, is what we call them. So we brought on these brand ambassadors, we let them go to class for free, and every time we signed a new partner, we said, go to this partner, go to this partner, go to this partner. So they would see most foot traffic coming from Parachute compared to our competitors. And ultimately, we were able to push everyone locally out of the market and survived where a lot of other companies in the space have not.
And that is impressive what you were able to accomplish in spite of the challenges. Thanks for sharing that. Now, tell us about your involvement with Shark Tank. I'm sure that was an experience.
Yeah, we were only a couple of months old when we received a call from the producers saying that they were looking to put someone in the kids' activity space on the show. And, you know, we didn't want one of our competitors to be on the show, so we kind of kept going through the hoops to get on. And ultimately, we ended up getting to pitch in front of the Sharks on Father's Day weekend in June of 2016. So we were just a few months old. And it was a very cool experience. And on the show, we did a deal with Mark Cuban for $500,000, which was, at the time, one of the biggest deals on the show. And it was exciting, but then honestly, the deal terms were really very onerous and not really designed for experienced founders like myself. And so ultimately the deal didn't go through and we didn't air that first season and we were pretty disappointed. And then miraculously we aired about a year later. And that, while it reflects a version of the business that isn't who we are anymore, it has been really great for customer acquisition, but also for creating a sense of recognition within the supply side of our business. So, you know, we sell to activity providers and we bring them on as our marketing partners and we are their marketing partners. And when they've seen us on Shark Tank, you know, it makes it easier to have that conversation because we're somewhat familiar.
Yeah, and I'm sure that gave you a big boost as well. Good stuff there. Now, what areas is Parachute available in? What market are you currently serving customers?
So our biggest markets are Chicago, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Dallas, and Kansas City. That's where we spent the last couple of years. But in April of this year, we launched in every city in America, partially through integrations with players like Eventbrite, Groupon Things to Do, Gold Star Tickets. So truly, if you open the app in any city, you'll find Things to Do. And because a lot of our community-based inventory, the farmers markets, the concerts in the park, are sourced by our members, we actually have a ton of free inventory, free things to do all over. So our members earn free credits when they submit activities, and then they can use those credits to go purchase, you know, tickets to Six Flags or Legoland. So about 50% of the activities on the platform across the country are free.
And thanks for that information. Most helpful and appreciated. Now, what would you say makes Parachute different from other subscription-based startups for kids in the space?
That's a great question. There were, you know, several of us that started out in this space thinking, let's use a subscription model for this. And when I think, you know, referencing what I was talking about before about the why we exist, what I realized was that the real reason that we exist is to help families spend more meaningful time together. And that often sometimes you're looking to do something at 3 o'clock on a Sunday after it's been a rainy weekend. And when you're just a subscription service operating kind of in the leftovers of inventory, you can't really solve that problem. But in communities all over the country, there are things to do at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. You go to a trampoline park, or there might be a concert series happening at your local festival. And so we evolved the model to be really focused on more of an aggregator of activities happening all over the country, whether it's free or paid. And in doing that, we've created more of an Amazon for family entertainment than a subscription service for family entertainment. And that's allowed us to bring on so many national partners and national brands that, you know, are hoping to reach our audience, but also allows us to work with franchises to be able to kind of quickly put their activities all over the country up instantly. So I think our vision is bigger. I think our opportunity is much bigger. And I think ultimately we are going to be the one-stop shop for family enrichment and fun.
That is a tremendous vision. Excellent. And speaking of vision, what do you see in the future for Parachute, say 2 to 5 years out?
2 to 5 years from now, I think we will be the number one place that families turn to when they're looking for something fun to do with their children. I think that because we have a social component to the app where you can friend people and see what they're attending, that the number of new moms and new dads around the country that are, you know, finding their best friends is going to happen through Parachute. And I think that ultimately we're going to help prevent a lot of the hardship that these local businesses have. You know, this industry often goes out of businesses within 3 years because it's a very hard industry. And I think that we're going to be able to change that metric so that businesses are staying in business longer, having a steady stream of customers that are their perfect customers, and that we are their true partners. So I see us being a mini Amazon. I really do.
Desiree, quite impressive what you've been able to accomplish and taking an idea and making it happen. And that certainly is an understatement. And because of that, I'd love to tap into some of your expertise before we let you go. What's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs that are literally tuning in from all over the world, or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next? What would your advice be in those regards?
So this is my second startup, and having done this twice, the first time I bootstrapped for years before we ever raised capital. And this time around, I was lucky and able to tap into my network to raise capital. I think we often as founders create this narrative that the delta between us and getting and launching is cash. And I would really urge people who are sitting there with an idea that they just can't stop thinking about to start to recognize what the real barrier is for them getting started. And usually if it's $25 or $50,000, there's a way for you to find that, either on credit cards or family members who believe in you or crowdfunding. And so if the money was out of the equation, like, what's really stopping you from getting started? And be honest with yourself about that. And then ask yourself, like, do you have the grit to stick with it for a couple of years? Do you love this idea enough that you're willing to take that risk, knowing that you're not going to make a lot of money, knowing that it's going to be hard? If you believe it needs to exist that much, then you should do it.
And we'll certainly take that advice and run with it, and well stated. And we can't thank you enough for introducing Parachute Kids to the audience. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further details and tap into this great resource. Where is the best place to get further details online?
So you can download us in the App Store or in Google Play. It's Parachute Kids, P-E-A-R, like the fruit. And you can also visit us at parachutekids.com.
And that is certainly easy enough. Again, Desiree, all the best, continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Desiree Vargas Wrigley, the CEO and founder of Parachute Kids, that focuses on finding local activities for all families of all ages. And for further details, visit parachutekids.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.